cup. Mommy sippy cup. Mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi, welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. My name is Andrea Berkey, and I'm here with Janelle Beyer and Sunshine Hopped. Angela can't make it this time around. She's actually having dinner with her son tonight. Mm-hmm. They had a date, and she's like, you know what? I really want to spend time with him. So, you know, just have fun without me. I'll miss you guys kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, not to mention, before we go on, Janelle, Sunshine, and Angela are sponsors and co-hosts of our show. I have to mention that because you guys are amazing, and without you, we would be nothing. So anyway, this week, yeah, as you guys are all laughing at me. Anyway, so this week we are talking about something strange or unexpected for a drink, which goes perfectly with the letter that I got from school. Dear parents or guardians of fourth grade students, we will be having our human growth and development presentation for our fourth grade students on May 3rd. So I'm like, oh, and they have like a list of things in the back of the sheet. Now you guys are all looking at this list.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a long list of things.
That's a full page.
Of things that they want us to talk to our kids about.
Wow.
Before we have this talk. Before they have their presentation. So we are talking about the talk and something unexpected today. So, Sunshine, you're starting.
I am. I'm starting. And mine certainly is unexpected.
Especially of you.
Yes. Yeah. So I hid it from the girls, and I filled our little shot glasses, our sampling cups, and then I presented them, and everyone just stared at me because they are filled with gummy bears.
They're gummy bears.
They are gummy bears, and they are gin and tonic gummy bears.
Oh, and they're real big ones, too.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about this. A friend of mine brought these back for me. Andrea does not look good there.
No, you can taste the alcohol.
Yeah. They're gin and tonic gummy bears.
I'm loving them.
Really gin and tonic gummy bears.
This is a really good gin and tonic, by the way. But there's alcohol in the gummy bear. Like, I can taste it.
Yeah, for real. These are gin and tonic gummy bears. Not gin and tonic flavored. There's gin in the gummy bears.
What are the brown ones?
I think they're just different colors, but we'll have to try.
So there's a green-ish one?
Yeah, green and yellow,
which
taste beautifully gin and tonic. Like, actually, like a good gin and tonic.
Definitely. So I love gummy bears, just fruity ones, and so I am so delighted right now. And I love gin. So, these are perfect. I'm going online and looking for
these. I'm in love with these.
The brown ones do not taste like gin and tonics.
Oh, what are they? I have not tried one yet.
Hmm.
Still working on my one gin and tonic gummy beer.
It's almost like a soda kind of, like, or like a chocolatey creaminess.
Maybe it's like a Coke with gin or something.
Gin and Coke?
Maybe it's a vodka Coke.
Were they supposed to all be gin, or you don't know?
Tammy got them for me, so I'm not sure she really knew how they worked necessarily. She just knew they had alcohol in them, and they were gummy bears, and they said gin and tonic, so she went for it. Which I think is just awesome.
Yeah, they're a little sweeter. They don't have that lemon-lime as the green ones do.
I wonder if you're supposed to eat them together.
No.
No.
No?
No, they would. I don't think that would taste good. Okay. Let me eat his toes here.
Like biting the head off.
I don't taste any alcohol in it at all.
It's sweet.
It's almost like a Kahlua-y.
I can't quite figure this one out. I mean, the gin and tonic one is very clearly gin and tonic. And you can taste the gin.
I just bit this one's butt off.
This one might be a rum and coke.
That's what I was thinking too.
I think it's a rum and coke.
Yeah. But I don't taste any alcohol.
I taste a little bit of rum.
Do you?
Not like the gin. The gin is straight up gin.
You can definitely taste the gin. And actually, I'm kind of tempted to like...
To mix them?
I want to like stick them in gin and let them sit and marinate for a little while.
When you first brought the glass out with the gummy bears, I'm like, oh, she's going to pour something in there.
That's what I thought too.
And we're going to flavor them. with the gummy bears. And then it's like, nope, you're just getting the gummy bears.
Just going to eat.
The booze is in them.
Oh, my gosh. So I ate the butt off of one and the head off the other, and now I'm sticking it, and it's like the centipede. What is it called? Is it Centipede? What was the name of that movie?
I didn't see it, but I heard about what is it happens in that movie.
The human centipede. Yes. It's the gummy centipede.
There you go. Yeah, that other one was rum and coke.
Okay. Was it?
But you have to like eat it all at mm-hmm. once, and then you can taste the rum.
Oh, mm-hmm. nice. Well, I really enjoy these. Thank
this was
you.
Fun. Something different.
It was fun. Okay, so Miss Janelli, mm-hmm. what is your unexpected thing?
Well, it's mostly the name. The name is a duck fart shot.
She was calling it a duck fart chart earlier.
A little slip of the tongue there. So I ran across this and was curious as to how it tasted, and what it is Kahlua, Bailey's Irish Cream, and whiskey, and you layer it. So the Kahlua's on the bottom, and then Bailey floats in the middle, and then whiskey's on the top. Traditionally, the whiskey in a duck fart shot is Crown Royal, but grab sure. whatever whiskey you have. And let's see. They say that the duck fart shot is to Alaska what the Mai Tai is to Hawaii, or the margarita is to Mexico.
Really?
It was made in Alaska. Said to have originated in a bar in Alaska on a slow night when the bartender and an older woman were testing recipes. The woman drank a few of these and then came up with the name Duck Fart. The rest of the story goes that the woman had some, well, gassiness about her that she was quite noisy about. So you can visualize the rest.
From Alaska? Oh, huh. Oh, sunshine.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. But I was young when I left, so.
Aw. Okay, you guys ready?
So you do it all in one.
All right.
This is a lot of alcohol.
This is a lot.
I'm going to see if I can do this all in one.
Oh my God, Janelli. You might have to sleep here for a little while. Okay, you ready? One,
all right,
two, three. That's good.
It is.
Woo, that's really good.
It's strong, but yeah, it's good.
Super good.
That's good stuff.
That's a lot of sugar. That's more sugar than the gummy bears.
Oh, man. I don't know what's going to get me, like, by tomorrow, the sugar or the alcohol. Whew. Whatever it is, I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. I'm sorry. Everybody I have to work with tomorrow.
I do have to work tomorrow.
Like, so I only have to work one weekend a month. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, right. It's not too bad. And I only have to work one day, so mm-hmm. go me. But this was good.
This was very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the duck fart chart.
Which is what it's going to be called for Wisconsin now.
It's a duck chart?
Yeah, it's a duck chart.
There you go.
I love it. Fan-freaking-tastic. Okay, so it's finally my turn. And I had seen something really weird on Pinterest one day. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. I should try that one day. And the beverage was root beer with Fireball.
That does sound a little weird.
It sounds weird.
It does not sound good.
No. No. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
So here is just – I use diet root beer because I don't like – sugar as much.
Do we need to shoot it or
no? Just sip it. Just sip it.
All right.
Scat bubbles.
Smell it first.
Smells root beery and some cinnamon. Yeah, I mean, it smells cinnamon. Very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that unexpected?
That's very unexpected. That's bizarre.
Isn't that good?
It's good. It is. It's good.
Yeah.
So it like the root beer kind of tames down the Fireball.
I think so.
And the Fireball enhances some of like the herbal effects of the root beer. I don't know what it does, but it's just like a really pleasant beverage.
It's like it's a two-phase taste. Mm-hmm. It's root beer, and then all of a sudden, you just have that cinnamony after taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the
which is lovely.
Yeah, yes. And it's not obscene.
No.
It's really mellow and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like an all-natural you know, brewery did their own root beer kind of authentic flavor.
It does.
You know,
yeah.
Like it has
root beer with character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more like, yeah.
I think this is the only way I'm ever going to drink Fireball. Because I'm not a really big fan of Fireball.
I was going to say root beer.
Aw.
It's the only way I'm ever going to drink my root beer.
Aw. See, I like root beer. I especially...
With a float?
I like it with floats. No, when we go to Culver's, you know, the kids are like, I want a soda. So I always let them have diet root beer. Because no sugar, no caffeine. Uh-huh. And it's really good. And then I always share a soda with one of the kids because I can never drink one by myself. So.
Yeah.
We have the kids meal, and then I share a kids meal soda with my kid. Do you know how pathetic that is? That's pretty awful.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like this. This isn't bad.
It was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Sunshine, you have some ideas coming up for next month.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
So, but we're not going to go there yet. I don't know why I'm getting excited about it.
I'm super excited. I've got my notes here, but yeah, we'll it's too early.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just trying to avoid.
Know that May is going to be fun.
Yeah.
May is going to be a really fun
month. It's going to be a fun month. And I'm trying to avoid a conversation topic. I'm trying to avoid our topic a little bit.
You should read the items. I want to know specifically what they want you to talk about.
Okay.
I feel like you're way overdue.
Am I?
On this.
Well, I mean, I think maybe I am, but my kid is so, like, I don't know.
And you feel like you're taking some of their innocence away. My son had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was young, so I'm the youngest of five, and I want to say five or six, when my middle sister found out about sex, she told me, and I'm, like, horrified.
Well, yeah.
that's too young.
That is way too young.
But, you know, that's the way it worked, and no problem, you know. It doesn't surprise me. You know, you learn things way earlier when you're the youngest.
With Livy, like, okay, so it's about growth and development, too. You know what I mean? Like, human growth and development. And so right now, she's going through phases where she needs to, like, wear deodorant. And she's starting to get a little bit of acne on her face. Not a lot, just a little bit. You know, just, like, little things, you know, where I'm like, okay, you need to start washing your face with this stuff. And you need to start doing this. And you need to like, shower regularly, which has been an interesting thing. And I'm like, and you have to, like, wash, like, under your arms and in your privates. Like, you have to, like, make sure you're getting all the crevices because that's where all the stink hangs out, right? And so, you know, we're having those conversations. But they have a list. Yeah. So they sent me home with a list of things. It says you play a major role in educating your preteens about puberty and the changes that they will begin to experience. Here are some suggestions for talking with your child. Mm-hmm. So know that it's okay to feel a little uneasy, I guess, about the talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You're fine. You'll be okay. If you feel uneasy, sometimes it helps to share that with your child.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Recall your own preteen experience. Do you guys remember being preteens?
Well, I was thinking about this. Again, I learned things more from my siblings than my parents. Again, my mom did not tell me the birds and the bees. Now, I found out, you know, about sex and what happened, but really the whole baby talk from my oldest sister. So that's my story.
Yeah.
Some parents are uncomfortable with it, and mine was.
Yeah. And I mean, and do you recall all your, like, weird things that happened to you while you were going through changes? Like, I don't really recall a whole lot. I just remember running around outside and being dirty. Yeah. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I was one of those kids. Like, I didn't.
Tomboy.
Yeah.
I was when I was younger.
So it's just like, I can't really.
I was horrified to know what was coming as a woman, you know, or young girl as to getting my period. It was just something I did not look forward to because I had two older sisters. So.
Yeah. And, you know, my kids, they see me and I, you know, I'm pretty mellow and I'm pretty even keeled and I don't really complain a whole lot. But when I'm having a bad time, like I don't feel good. And I'm like, mommy doesn't feel good. I'm going to lay on the couch and I'm going to fall asleep now because I get like narcoleptic for some reason. That's like part of my symptoms. I don't know why. But, so, you know, so they see that and they're like, oh, I'm scared, kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, honey, you don't even know. Like, I have it easy.
And you're going to have two young women together.
I know. So it says, think through your own beliefs and values. Mm-hmm. It's important that you share these clearly with your child. So I guess, you know, if you're like, okay, you know, in our religion, this is how we feel. This is how we do it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think with our family, we have like a little bit more of a leeway with that because, you know, we're, I don't know what you would call it. We're Christian, but we don't have a faith, or no, we don't have a religion. We have a faith. We don't have a religion. So, you know, and I always talk about, I mean, we are always talking about our faith and our, you know, and we pray, and we pray for like every day, at least once every day. Mm-hmm. And so, and we pray together. So it's not like, like we don't have any religion or anything like that, mm-hmm. or faith or whatever. But we don't have like beliefs like in stuff like, oh, you have to wait till marriage or you have to do this. Like, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. With our kids.
Which is good, because I had that growing up.
Yeah, so did I.
Eighth grade. And
well, you know what? And it led me into a path that I was not ready for. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't ready to be married and to have a family, but I felt that it was important to be married first before mm-hmm. I ever had sex, which totally screwed me over. I'm sorry. And for the, I mean, there are people out there who truly believe that, and I totally respect how you feel. Mm-hmm. And I think it's amazing that you're able to hold on to your faith that way. It just didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that to my own children. Mm-hmm. But and the same thing, though, I mean, it kept me out of a lot of trouble.
Exactly.
So it had its way. I don't know. Sunshine's mm-hmm. just kind of like, I got nothing. I'm not.
Well, I know at times, too, I mean, as Trent's gotten older, I would just jokingly say, you know, not until you're 30. You know, you throw the humor into it. You know, it's awkward. It is awkward.
It is an awkward, yeah. So I don't know.
What other items do they have on your list?
Be positive in discussing puberty. Yay. Mm. Let's go get you some pads. I don't know.
So are they going to get into the sex?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, they are going to.
No, I don't know if they are. Okay. I don't know if they're actually getting into sex. So what they're saying is they'll be separated and shown a video in regard to their gender with basic information regarding the physical, emotional changes that adolescents experience.
Okay. And that's what I remember in grade school.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, mm-hmm. one day, and I'm sure my mom knew that the talk was going to happen, but it was just with differences between boys and girls. And so, we were separated, and the girls got talked about menstruating, and I don't know what the boys got talked about. But
I still don't know what goes on with the boys. Like, I don't know anything about that.
So the whole thing about books, and when I want to learn stuff, I got this, and it's a huge book, like a couple inches wide, about men, what women should know about men and things, because I was a single mom, and I went straight kind of to a part, you know, kind of flipped through it and went to the part, to the bad things that can happen, so which just horrified me because I had no idea of their internal things that could go wrong. And so I was just like, Trent, if anything ever hurts and you have no reason for explaining it, you let me know. Because otherwise you're going to lose a ball or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, seriously. Things like that happen. So,
that's
again,
scary.
I get a book and I look. And then I'm like, it's on the shelf here. Because, again, he was mostly with me. You know, he couldn't go to somebody with them questions. And with sex, one of the points, you know, after a while, you know, as he got older, I'm like, come to me or an adult, because that's what I remember. I didn't have the comfort of going to somebody. I had older sisters I certainly could have gone to. But I think a lot of kids just stay with their own age level, and that probably is not the best.
It is not the smartest thing.
Learning the dangers that could happen.
Well, and you know what? And especially with just sex in general, mm-hmm. you want to have your kid educated. You want them to know everything that they need to know about protecting themselves, mm-hmm. protecting the people that they're with, you know, all those things that are involved. And you don't get good information from other kids. I'm sorry.
Right. Not on how to be safe and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we all know somebody who got pregnant because of something that they were told. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If you jump up and down and do, like, twisties after sex, you won't get pregnant. No, that's not going to help you.
Mm-hmm. And I know you made mention, Andrea, you were already talking to your girls about boundaries.
Yes.
Just tickling. I mean, that mm-hmm. is one of the best things girls need to understand. They can say no.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, and then back to my little list of my very long list of things here. It says, be respectful of your preteen and allow your preteen his or her privacy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't really have to deal as much with, you know, things like masturbation and things with my girls as much as, like, parents of boys would. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's, like, some moments where you're like, oh, you know, hey, kiddo, you know, you can't undress in the living room, you know, you need to go where you can be private, you know, especially Livy now, you know, she's like so comfortable. She's like running around. She's like, I can't find my sock. And I'm like, hey, kiddo, why don't you put like all of your clothes on first?
Yeah, you know. My sock, but there's nothing else.
She's not wearing anything else. So, and I'm like, she's like, and I'm your Livy. And I'm like, yes, Livy, but you're getting older and you need to be respectful, you know, show respect for yourself, and you need to be respectful to the people who live in the house with you. People don't want to see you naked. It's just, you know, it's just a nice way of being respectful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I'm still dealing with on a daily basis with my kids because, yeah, they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you know, Livy's like, hey, look at this. And she, like, lifts her shirt over her head and she's like, I got this, like, itchy spot right here. And Mike's like, you're a young lady. You're not supposed to be, like, lifting your shirt over your head in front of your father. Like, granted, she doesn't have anything because she's still a child. But he's trying to teach her that he needs – he wants that space, too. Mm-hmm. So – and that's kind of what's been going on lately. Yeah, uh-huh. Those boundaries need to be – and I said, you don't want to be a hoochie mama. and Livy looked up. She's like, Mommy, you're a mama. There's nothing wrong with being a mama.
Oh,
and
so
I was
sweet.
Like – aw. And Emily's like, what's a hoochie?
Yeah. You're going to get some other questions.
Well, yeah, so then I had to answer. Yeah, uh-huh. So my answer for a hoochie is a woman or a young lady who doesn't respect herself and doesn't expect people to respect her.
Oh, good. Good description.
So that's what a hoochie is, apparently. No, that I've stated it.
That works, though. Yeah.
I think it makes sense. And Mike was like, yes, that is right. Don't be a hoochie. Yeah. I don't even know. All right. So gather information that you want to share, like samples of deodorant, razors, and sanitary pads, etc.
Oh.
So I have noticed that Livy's getting a little self-conscious about, like, the hair on her legs. Oh. And I remember being at that age, and my mom was like, you are not shaving until you're, like, 40 or whatever. Uh-huh. And I was just so like, this is not good for me. Like, I don't feel comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. And so I am going to introduce Livy to Nair.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, like, the ones that have, like, the weird, like, it's not a razor, but it's, like, a straight-edge type plastic thing that you use to, like, scrape the hair off.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm going to get her that and say, if you want to use it, let me know.
Yeah.
And then I'll help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
See, I am.
What?
I can't believe that you would use Nair.
Me?
Out of your, like, 10,000 list of things that will not touch your skin or your children's body or their stomachs, Nair is going to be okay?
I don't know. I'm going to do more research on it. I know there's got to be some kind of, like, natural stuff.
There is not going to be any natural stuff that's going to take the hair off of your legs.
No.
Other than a razor.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's part of having curly hair, though. That's, like, one of the things that I am going to have to allow because – it's painful when it grows out when you have curly hair. So I'm like one of those people that uses half and half. Like half of the time I use Nair, half of the time I use a razor. Because if I don't, I get like a really bad breakout rash on my legs. Very painful.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Livy is going to have the same issue. So
we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I know. I've never used, well, I've tried Nair, but it didn't do anything. Like, no? It was useless. So I just use it. Yeah, I just shave.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You have very fine hair, though, I think.
Yeah, if you have, like, thick, curlier hair, it does work better.
Uh-huh. Because I know I've used it in the bikini area.
Yeah.
When I would wear a bikini, I don't tend to. I do the skirts or shorts or stuff longer now. But because it would help with the bumpiness. Mm-hmm. You do that, especially if you go on chlorine, because but that's just me, too.
So, and it's more for, like, people with, like, ethnic backgrounds. So, and my brother was the one that started using it because his hair is really thick and coarse, and it's got a lot of, you know, it's like kind of curly. And he's like, honey, you know, I was like, you know, that's you awesome. You got to use this stuff.
So like, I did not realize that it was different. I actually didn't even realize, that the difference, that there could be differences in.
Oh, yeah. And hair on hair, even like
the leg,
or in how it works on different people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I always just thought it was kind of a scam.
No, it's actually very different. Yeah,
so and Nair does work.
It does work. It works for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I never cared for the smell of it either.
It does.
And
it smells
weird. I haven't used it in a long time, but
I try to like not use it as much. Like you said, it's a chemical, you know. And I'm kind of weird about it, but it's like, do I want that or do I want a really bad rash?
Well, you're not reacting negatively to it, so please don't take what I said wrong.
No.
Like, no judgment here. I mean, I put chemical, I am not concerned with using chemicals personally, so, like, I'm all for that. I was just very surprised.
I know, it is. It's one of those things.
Yeah, a little too.
It's one of those things that I would probably allow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I totally understand where you're coming from. There are some things that are just... Some things you do for yourself because you need that. It makes you feel comfortable. Like you said, you weren't feeling comfortable with yourself. And that's not feeling comfortable with yourself weighs on you over time.
It really does.
And it gets heavy because you're always with yourself. Therefore, it just – the compounded weight gets
right. And if it's something as simple as letting your kid remove some of the hair off her legs – why not? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's no harm in that.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, there was this one story I had read about a little girl who had really bad facial hair. And she was like, you know, 10, and she was starting to get really thick facial hair on her face. And her mother refused to let her use product or anything to remove it. And it's just like, why would you do that to your kiddo? You know, like, let them, you know, how can they have... you know, like a good self-image if they're being made fun of over something that they could so easily take care of.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so I'm going to leave that up to Livvy though. I'm not going to like say, hey, you need to shave your legs.
No.
I'm going to say, hey, kiddo, you know, here's some things that I think that you'll probably want to use as you're getting older. Mm-hmm. And whenever you want to use them, let me know and I will help you and we'll walk through it.
Yeah. And then inform her she'll have to continue. I mean, just once you start.
Well, yeah, maybe. You know,
you kind of probably keep up with it if you want to. She wouldn't have to. I don't by any means believe when I first shaved that I kept it up.
Oh, I didn't. I was terrible. I was like, I'm going to just go hairy this like next month.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
But I'm sure you'll do the same as you've done with everything else to date. Like, you know, like the face toner or face lotion. I know you've told Livvy, here's what mama does.
Yeah.
And at some point, you know, you try to put this stuff on your face because it's good for your face, or, you know, you'll want to do this. So you kind of set the tone for here's how we do this, and the stuff you use in the shower, here's how you do your hair. Here's how it's what you teach your children.
Exactly.
Here are things that are available to you. I don't see the legs as any different.
No, exactly.
Here are things at some point you'll be interested in. Here's what mama does.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
Exactly.
And if you're ready today or next week or if it's next year.
Right. Although the deodorant thing, she has no choice. She has to put that on now.
And that's hard to get young teenage boys to do too.
Oh, man. So
you know. Oh, yeah. That took a while.
Yeah. It's a thing for – I think it's the thing for all kids because although Emily cannot wait, she's like chomping at the bit. She's like, I want to wear deodorant. I'm like, hey, kiddo, you know, you don't need it yet. So. Yeah. Yeah, you're fine. Uh-huh. You got some years before you have to really think about that.
Uh-huh. And can I just make one other comment? With the
exposing them to like pads or mm-hmm. anything, maybe just start off with that. I remember working with a lady who had a daughter, and she, you know, when she started getting to be that age or when she had to give her the talk, she told her, okay, well, these are the items. I'm going to put them in the closet. If you feel you need them, you know, they're here for you. Point out if they're, you know, going to be gone. Otherwise, I'll just keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. And that just let her get comfortable with, you know, right. I need to use something. And if you don't want to tell your mom or start asking, oh, I need more, just a thought. So,
oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea. Also talking about, you know, having like information, mm-hmm. Janelle gave me a book. This one is called Who Am I? Where Did I Come From? It's by Dr. Ruth K. Westheimer? Westheimer?
Yeah.
Westheimer?
Right, Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth from MTV.
People will remember
from
that.
From MTV. And it's a Golden Books book. It's a pop-up book.
And yeah, it's got flaps and stuff. So this is what I got. Because again, I had to have the uncomfortable conversation. And what do? I look for a book. God, what is out there that can help me?
Well, I like the intro. I'm just going to read the intro.
Yes, that's
from
what I wanted to do.
Dr. Yep. Ruth K. Westheimer, mm-hmm. Who Am I? Where Did I Come From? Hello, my name is Dr. Ruth. In this book, I'm going to help you understand a new and important word, sex. Sex is a very important word because it has to do with making babies. You were once a baby, but you would never have been one without that little word, sex. And
read this one too.
Oh, okay. Sex is a word that causes some people to become shy, to hide their feelings. But you're not bothered by such a little word, are you? Why? And then it says, you should never be afraid of words, whether they're long or short. And if you ever have a question about a word, then you should ask your mommy or daddy. You can trust them to tell you the truth.
Aw.
Why don't you say it out loud right now?
Sex. I just love that intro. It was a perfect introduction too.
And there's like little pop-ups. It has like a girl and a boy, and then you like the flap, and then you move the flap, and it shows the little boy and the girl naked.
And it's drawings.
And they're little drawings.
Yes.
And like what their body parts. Yeah. Kind of are different. Mm-hmm. I thought my favorite part was with the sperm. Because it's a pop-up, and there's like it pops out. There's like sperm and an egg attacking you, but it's okay. It's okay. See?
That is really like a pop-up.
It's a pop-up. And there's like sperm and an egg, and it's like, woohoo, going to the party. So, yeah, find a book.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea.
Uh-huh. I do too.
So we're gonna have that conversation with Libby.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have it with Livy first?
Oh, absolutely.
And then with Emmy?
Oh, yes.
The same week?
No.
I want to consider that.
You think so?
They're sisters.
One's going to
talk, and I don't think – there's nothing in there that is
– Right.
It's a golden book.
Mm-hmm. It is a golden book.
I would think you would probably want to give that to them – very close together.
Okay.
So then they're in it. Then they know things together.
Okay.
And they look out for each other or talk to each other. It'll give them one more person to speak to instead of it.
You don't think Emily's too young?
No.
Because like Livy's 10. Mm. Emily's 7. There's like...
We'll talk to Mike about it. I think you two make the decision.
I think we'll have to mm-hmm. have that discussion and see how we're going to... Because, I mean, knowing Livy... No, Livy's very secretive.
That's true.
She wouldn't tell her sister.
I was going to ask you what you thought. Yeah, if you had the conversation with her. Trent, you know, when I told him what sex was, his comment was, that's gross. And I was like, yes, I agree. when I was your age, you know, I thought the same thing. When you're comfortable with it, you know, we can talk about it more. And so it... With her, you're saying, is secretive. She might want to keep that to herself. Like I said, I had a sister found out, and she right away went and told me. So,
well, and you know what? What I'm going to have Livy do after we do have this discussion is I'm going to say, okay, Livy, so if Emily has questions and she wants answers from you, just send her to me because I'm the one that should be having that conversation with her.
That would be
so
wonderful.
And I think Livy looks out for her sister. Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah. She'll be like, yeah, I will send her your way kind mm-hmm. of thing. So I think it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. I hope. We'll see. Next thing on our list.
Well, you know your kids better than anybody else.
Right.
And that's every true. Kid is different right. for yeah. what's right for them.
How old, I mean, when you had, did you have that conversation with Alex?
I had Ken have that conversation with Alex because I could.
I would have, exactly. Yeah. I would have loved for.
But it was closer, I'd say, I was thinking probably in between Emmy and Libby's age.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people have it too late.
I think so, too.
You want your kids to know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's some risks to not knowing.
Especially nowadays. Yeah. It is way more in their face going to be through
exactly.
Glimpsing something on TV, whether you mean them to see it or
what
that.
The kids talk about in yes. school. Mm-hmm. And is it better for them not to know what anyone's talking about and misunderstand it?
Mm-hmm.
Or right. is it better for them to be the educated one who's like, oh, they're joking about things they don't understand. I don't need to be a part of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true. So the reason why I'm asking is because I want to know if you practiced what you had to say to them. Did you practice what you were going to say? Because that's what they say. Practice what you want to say to your child.
Good point. You know, I had that book, and I think I explained to him that, you know, at school you're going to have a class.
Yeah.
And they're going to talk about sex. And I think I asked him, which is another good point, ask them what they know. If
okay.
they've heard the word before.
Yeah.
And I think he maybe made mention that he heard it, but he wasn't quite sure what it meant at the time we had the talk. So then I explained physically, you know, how yeah. I did how women and men are different. So he had cousins that were same age and younger. He and half sisters. So he had seen how girls looked.
Right.
So he did know that and then just said what sex actually, entailed with the man right. and the woman. And that's when that's gross, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So listen carefully to make sure you know what is being asked whenever they ask questions mm-hmm. and always answer them and never laugh or put off what they're saying and never ignore their questions or laugh at the questions that they ask you. Just
that's
be very truthful
point.
And honest.
That, that's good.
And then always listen carefully and make sure you know what they're asking you and clarify mm-hmm. or restate the question and don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
I know people who jump to conclusions and, you know, it's just kind of like, you know what? You need to like understand that your kids ask coming to you with, you know, questions and needing information. Don't jump to the conclusion that they're having sex and that you're going to take them to, you know, mm-hmm. get, you know, whatever. I don't even know. So, and then understand that it's okay not to know all the answers.
Yeah.
Like if my kid were to come to me and say, so mom, what are the male reproductive organs and stuff? I'll be like, I don't know.
I had to get the book. I didn't understand either all their plumbing work.
I mean, I don't get it. I just know it's there. Be alert for teachable moments. For example, TV programs, newspaper articles, stuff like that. And realize that talking about growth, development, and sexuality is not a one-time discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It's ongoing. And be a role model. Is what it says. So those are the things that they listed to us and to be prepared for and to prepare our kids with.
Well, it seems pretty reasonable.
I think so, too.
And I think for the most part, those are things you do all the time. I don't think there's anything on there that you're like, oh, my God.
No.
I have to do this before.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, the whole, like, actually having a discussion about sex with my 10-year-old, which I...
And you just know, keep it basic and see how comfortable mm-hmm. she was. Trent and I, honestly, the conversation was probably less than 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
And then he was done. And I put the book, you know, I had shown him some of the, you know, the parts
mm-hmm.
of it and then just said, you know, it's here. If you want to look through it yourself completely, because I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable. And two, just let him know.
Yeah.
Here if you've got questions.
Yeah, I like that. You know, when I had my talk with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
It was like hours.
Oh.
But it was great because I had so many questions.
Well, good. Uh-huh.
And she had so many answers. And she just wanted me to feel comfortable. And we did. And we would just sit and talk and drink coffee. And, you know, and every time I had a question, it ended up being like a super long, like 2-hour conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I remember those times and just really appreciating her for taking the time and mm-hmm. actually sitting with me and, you know, and saying, you know, if you have anything that you want to talk to me about, ask. I feel really happy about being able to discuss this with you ladies. I feel a lot more comfortable about it, and I'm ready. I'm ready to have this conversation with my kiddo.
You will have lots and lots more conversations, mm-hmm. and then you will look back on this one and go, oh, that was the easy one.
That was the easy conversation.
As she gets older.
She's going to grow up and be an adult.
She is. And as she gets older, she can read my other book that I brought last time we talked was Come As You Are. Because the beginning of that one really talks about you being comfortable and happy and proud of who you are, which is every young woman needs to have too.
Exactly. So, I can't wait to read that book, by the way. All right. Well, you know what? Uh-huh. This is good. Thank you. You're welcome. So I'm getting excited, though, because next week we are going to see if we can have Carolyn with us. Yes. I'm going to give her a call here pretty soon, actually, and say, hey, Carolyn, you want to come have some wine with us? Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about rosés because it's spring, and nothing says spring more than rosés. That sounds good. And you know what else says spring? Mimosas. Mm. So we're going to have rosé with Carolyn. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, we're going to do a mimosa bar.
Mother's Day mimosas.
Mother Day mimosa bars. We were going to wait until around Mother's Day, but we decided to do something different. Sunshine came up with this brilliant idea. Explain it.
You want me to yeah?
Yeah, no. Tell us.
Okay. All right. So our May is going to be, our themes are soak it, set it, shake it, shoot it. So that is our theme. I am super excited about it. I already know what I'm doing for Soak It. I already know what I'm doing for Set It. Shake It, I'm still rolling ideas around. And Shoot It, I haven't gotten to yet, but it's going to be so much fun.
Every single week, we're going to call it the Shh series.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
The Shh. Which means our Mother's Day mimosas have to be done a little bit early.
But that's okay.
But that's our Mother's Day gift to ourselves.
Yeah, I have to work Mother's Day anyway, so I know. My one weekend.
You're one? They give it to a mom?
I know. Well, you know what? It is graduation. And I work at a college now, so it's like a lot of events and things happening.
This is the time.
I'm going to have to be busy. But that's okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies, we will get back together. Hopefully, we'll have everybody next week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have rosés with Carolyn.
Yay.
All right, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us. We really enjoyed having a talk with you, and we will see you next time. Bye.
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 This podcast was recorded in my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Many thanks to my co-hosts and sponsors of this show, Janelle Beyer, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products mentioned are sponsors of our show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our Instagram at Sippy Cup Happy Hour, on Facebook at Mommy's Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, wait, no, that's Mommy's Sippy Cup.